everyone. My name is Jan Lei Soon. I come from University of Melbourne from Australia. Today I'm going to talk about using quantum cascade laser to monitoring ammonia emissions from beef feedlots from Australia. So the outline of the presentation today, first I'm going to talk about briefly about the QCL, which is the quantum cascade laser, and also its common setup with a virtual impactor, which eliminates the use of a physical filter. The second part is a small-scale study using quantum cascade laser in an integrated horizontal flux method, and also its comparison with a more conventional chemical analyzer, which is called a chemiluminescent analyzer. It's basically a chemical type of analyzer instead of an optic analyzer, as a QCL is. The third part, I'm going to talk about the QCL being used in the Eddie Clarence Tower in a commercial feedlot measuring ammonia emission from 15,000 cattle. So before I go into talk about the QCL, the reasons for measuring ammonia emission from feedlots, we have very low efficiency of nitrogen used in the feedlot, and often we have more than 50% of the dietary nitrogen being emitted as ammonia. And also, being an intensive animal holding area, the feedlot kind of create a very a high emission hotspot. And also, we have around a million head in feed in the feedlot in Australia, which is a large number. The third point is that we don't have a lot of record in this type of measurement that we need for a lot of reporting, also kind of related nitrogen balance work. So the QCL QCL basically used the quantum cascade laser at the optic to measure the trace gas concentration by measuring the absorption of these type of trace gas in the mid-infrared spectrum. And also the advantage of this type of laser is it's working in the room temperature, plus minus 30 degrees Celsius, and also it's fast response, and no field required if you equip a virtual impactor, and no calibration required based on the claim from the manufacturer, and all this type of laser. The bottom two charts, it's the sensitivity and accuracy of this type of instrument is well above other type of lasers that as we know so far, and it also has a very good primary time response, which is good for eddy currents measurement. So the virtual impactor, which is kind of the key for eddy currents measurement using this type of analyzer, and that it doesn't have any physical barrier. So what it does is sometimes it's a plastic or it made of this part is made of plastic or glass, and here the sample is ducted through by the pump to this critical orifice. When it's gone through a very small hole at a large volume, it increases its speed dramatically. And also, when you have dust in your sampling stream, which is very severe situation in the feedlot and in really dusty condition, and all those larger particles build up its momentum, so it doesn't really bend over 180 degrees to this sideway tube into the QCL. So the QCL will receive this clean sample in its sampling optic cell, and so it doesn't receive any dust. And all the dust material goes into the pump directly, merging with the QCL. So these two lines basically merge at the end of the pump, and it's under the same sort of vacuum pressure. And for over a year usage, we use this kind of setup with the QCL. We have never been having any trouble to have dust go into the QCL. So we never clean the cell yet when we use this kind of setup. And also, ideally, you will have this line going to the QCL being heated for ammonia application. And because ammonia kind of have a tendency to being absorbed in any surface, which in if you have a longer tubing, you have the ammonia stick onto the tubing. That creates some problem for eddy currents measurement. The first small the study I'm going to quickly show here is the QTL being used in the integrated horizontal flux membrane, but integrated IHF always it's a conventional method and very suitable for a small experimental area, and it's a robust method that doesn't have many assumptions. It's basically similar. It's similar to eddy currents. I'm going to talk about in the next part. It's a mass balance method and requires very basic instrument setup because it doesn't need a very fast instrument. So the QCL also was set up in a parallel condition with the slower chemical analyzer for ammonia. So here is the field setup. This is a 20 meter by 20 meter animal feeding pen, cattle feeding pen that we built for this experiment. In the center of this pen, we have a 4 meter tall sampling mask consists of five gas sampling inlets. Each inlet will use a mini virtual impactor, which I sort of custom made with the 1 milliliter pipette head. And this, all the five inlets, it's got a tubing goes into the ammonia analyzer trailer here, and all the five tubings are bundled together and being hydrogen heated to maintain the temperature to reduce the absorption of ammonia into the tubing surface. So here is some result comparison between the two analyzers. The blue line is a QCL, which is in very good time resolution. It has a very good primary time response, so it gives you accurate data for each minute example. And the red bar chart is the chemiluminescent analyzer manufactured by Ecotech. This analyzer does require a regular calibration, but what we have here is by doing a regular calibration, the Ecotech matched up with the QCL very nicely and gave a very sort of smaller error than we thought initially. So the conclusion of this study for my purpose, for my talk today, is that the chemiluminescent analyzer does a good enough job that for IHF method that it gives you plus minus 2 to 7% of error for individual profile, and the cumulative flux for over a few months measurement is around 5%, which we assume the QCL is in an accurate way that we compare to the QCL. So, but when you think about the Ecotech analyzer only costs 10% at the QCL cost. So you think about if you use IHF technique and QCL here is really overkill, but you can use it if you have the luxury. So next part I'm going to move on to the eddy currents measurement, which is the real job that the QCL would do really a good job here. We set up a 13 meter tall tower at a commercial feedlot. The 30 meter tall tower is built right next to the east boundary of the whole feedlot. So only when the westerly wind hit, we'll see the feedlot from the eddy currents tower. And also we kind of took this opportunity to put multiple analyzers on this eddy current system. That we have a LiCO 7700, which measures methane. It's an open pass optic analyzers, and also we have those 3D sonics and for the typical eddy current measurement for the wind speed and direction vector. So the QCL inlet, we used a bigger version of the mini impactor, and also its heated ammonia sampling line goes into this side office at the bottom of this sampling tower. As I just said, we measured multiple gases in this eddy currents tower, ammonia, which only the QCL can do this job, with methane, we have kind of three analyzers and two analyzers. One is OpenPath, and the other one is QCO, another unit we use for methane analyzing. And these two together, both doing 80 corons measurement. And we have another closed pass FTR measuring gradients. And this is by far, in my opinion, the most robust instrument I've ever used that doesn't need a lot of attention and it just goes on forever. The nitrous oxide emission, because the closed pass FTR manufacturer Ecotec would have can measure multiple gases, nitrous oxide, methane, CO, CO2, almost everything, just except ammonia. And also the QCO will be capable, the QCO of the methane units will be capable of measuring nitrous oxide as well. So we have other CO2, water vapor, like et cetera, like the typical 80 corons stuff. So here's some a segment of the data. We started to gathering data in early part of the year, and up to now I'm trying to catch up with the data analysis. Here's the day's data that plotted up the 80 corons data of the methane, which shows you that the blue channel here is the LiPo 7700, and the red triangle is QCO. They're both measuring methane. We can see some difference here, but I'm still investigating why this caused some difference, but the difference is minor. We have 1 to 4 micromole per square meter per second for the ammonia emission. And most importantly, we have we need to assess that whether the closed pass analyzer will dampen the ammonia signal. In this case, the ammonia dampening at high frequency does happen. So we kind of have the initial conclusion that it will underestimate the total flux for some degree due to it missing the small eddies, because the cold spectra graph here shows a slightly a steeper slope going downward compared to the sensible heat flux, which is the non-damped signal. Here's some new venture that we use QCO in, using QCO in the aircraft to do some boundary layer budgeting. And here the plane fly across the downwind direction of the field lot, and we can see some nice concentration profile of this field lot plume. This is ammonia showing there. So going to the conclusion of these 80 corons, and just quickly, QCO it's very good in terms of the versatility and the robustness, and might be overkill for other type of measurement if we don't do 80 corons. And the most important message is that we need to assess how much the signal dampening is happening in the closed pass measurement system for 80 corons. And these, I believe, can be mitigated by using a virtual impactor and heated Teflon tubing that reduce the mixing of the small eddies in these long sampling tubing. And that concludes my presentation today. Thank you.